Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We had planned on doing some open phones, but we do have a late arriving guest on the phone from Corona, California. Is a businessman named Stephen Bozell. He is a construction contractor and had a mishap, not so much a mishap, but an event at the Olive Garden in Corona that had him going home and calling for his attorney. And we have Mr. Bozell on the line, our newsmaker line from Corona. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
So you went to take the family out to dinner, and now you're considering suing.
That is correct.
Can you tell us about it?
Yes, sir, Phil. I was at the Olive Garden in Corona with my family on Sunday night. We were enjoying a dinner. I had my 4-year-old daughter, Ashley. I had my 9-year-old son, Stephen Jr., my wife, April. I excused myself to go to the restroom for an extended time because I was had to go to the bathroom. I wear Western wear. I like the feel of it. I feel I look my best in Western wear. I wear standard cowboy boots, and I do wear spurs. It is a fashion statement.
You wear spurs with the cowboy boots?
Yes, sir. It is a fashion statement. Are you familiar with country Western wear?
No, I am not. I am familiar with cowboy boots and jeans.
It's part of the look. It is a fashion statement. I do wear spurs, and it's not an unusual thing. It's just an homage to the kind of men that I admire, and I feel a part of the cowboy deal.
And so you wear spurs because it's because you like
cowboys. My wife enjoys the look of the cowboy. My wife has always enjoyed the cowboy thing, and I think it's something we enjoy doing. So,
So it's a fashion statement. Is this important to your story?
Well, yes, sir, it is, because I walked into and I can tell you these are spurs that are sterling silver. They are $200 a piece. They're expensive. I went into the restroom. I don't know what you want to call it. I had a bowel movement or whatever you want to call it. And
well, you can say you took care of business.
Yes, sir. That's
all right. And then what happened?
Then I apparently a toilet tissue caught on the left spur. And I re-entered the dining area with about a half of a roll of toilet paper dragging behind me. I did at that time note laughter, and I guess some people were laughing because...
All right, so the toilet paper got caught on your left spur. I got to be honest with you. The idea of a man wearing spurs into the Olive Garden...
Well, you know, unless you understand country Western music, unless you understand the whole country music way of life, perhaps you should... Maybe not talk because.
Is it popular among country music fans?
It's popular among men who enjoy country music to now wear spurs. Yes, sir.
Okay, so the toilet paper caught on the left spur.
That's great. You know, I would rather you not cast aspersions on my choice of footwear, only because it takes away from what I'm trying to say.
I understand, sir. So the toilet paper caught on the spur.
That's right. And I dragged probably about a half a roll. By the time I got in there, a half a roll had dragged behind me. Now, I noted laughter. I assumed that at that time it was just the whole Olive Garden hospitaliano thing. You know, they are talking about the great Italian deal. And I think they've got a hell of an Italian deal going on over there. But by the time I got back, they're all having a great time. They're all laughing. I did note that my wife was leaning over and pounding her fist on the table and laughing very hard.
Are you okay, sir?
Excuse me.
Okay. So, I'm sorry. This was a traumatic thing. So your wife is laughing.
Yes, sir. My wife is laughing. And then the busboy came over, and my attorney told me to write it down. I wrote down specifically what he said to me.
If your attorney asked you to write this phrase down, this is pivotal?
He said this is pivotal. He asked me to write it down. The busboy said, having some intestinal distress, sir? Question mark. Now, my little daughter, Ashley, who is 4 years of age...
What did he say?
He asked me if I was having some intestinal distress.
Okay, because he saw the toilet paper hanging off of your spur as you walked back into the...
Okay, sir, thank you.
He hung up? Oh, come on, man. I mean, You know what? I didn't mean to make fun of the guy. It's funny that he had some problems with his spur. That's all I'm saying. Would you call him back, Mike, please? And please tell him that I'm very sorry and that I will not. I just found it to be very funny. That's all. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We are talking to Mr. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California. He apparently is considering some legal action against the Olive Garden, which is a tremendous restaurant, and he took his family in there. He went into the restroom, came out, and apparently he wears spurs on his cowboy boots. The toilet paper caught on the left spur and dragged out of the bathroom. His wife saw this and started laughing, and apparently the busboy said to him, "Are we having some intestinal distress, sir?" And then the laughter ensued again. 1-800-449-86. Is he back on? Tell him I'm... Mr. Bozell, sir, I'm very, very sorry. I did not mean to mock you. I'm not trying to make fun of you.
No, that's okay, because sometimes people don't want to be as sensitive as they should be, all right? But you have to realize that I was made a fool of and I was made a mockery of in front of my family. I was made a mockery of by a member of that... staff in front of the whole restaurant.
So your problem with the Olive Garden is that the busboy said, "Are we having some intestinal distress, sir?"
My problem is that he held me up to ridicule with that comment, yes.
Now, you were mentioning your four-year-old daughter?
Yes, my little daughter, Ashley. She's 4 years old. She made the following statement because my attorney asked me to write this down to Daddy Go Poo.
Daddy what?
Daddy Go Poo.
Daddy Go Poo. That's what a little four-year-old would say, right?
Yes, sir. But my attorney, I asked my attorney if I should write that phrase down. He said, "You never know. Go ahead and write it down." I will tell you, son, I'm not going to sue a four-year-old girl. However, my son, Stephen Jr., I saw him leaning over with tears in his eyes, beating his fist on the table. My wife leaning over with tears in her eyes, beating her fist on the table. And...
You were humiliated.
I was humiliated in front of the entire restaurant. Now, I will tell you, son, the pain comes from being humiliated by my own family in front of strangers. There was really no need for that. And I believe that the Olive Garden should understand if a man is wearing spurs, he is liable to pick up a wayward piece of toilet paper on it. So I would think that they do something about how the toilet paper hangs in there, and as well as the Charmin company. Now, they told me they use Charmin toilet paper. My understanding is the Charmin toilet paper is supposed to be soft. If it was soft, it would have come apart, and then there would have not have been the cling, what they call the toilet cling or the paper cling on my spur. Okay, so...
Yeah, I'm just listening to you. Now, you feel that Charmin is at fault because their toilet paper isn't as soft as they say it is, and therefore the toilet paper would have come off your spur.
That is correct.
All right, and you also find Olive Garden at fault because their bathroom, the toilet paper grabbed a hold of your spur in the bathroom.
That is correct.
And that the Olive Garden staff, one of the members of the staff said, "Are we having some intestinal distress, sir?"
Yeah, which I found to be very smart alecky.
You thought that was smart alecky?
Yes, I did, and it also, it just made my family laugh at me, and I didn't want to.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Who is your attorney?
Mr. William Blasingame of Riverside, California.
Mr. Blasingame, can we try and contact him and perhaps get him on the air?
That would be fine.
So that we can talk to him. 1-800-449-8686, Albany on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't really see what the big deal is. This guy, he could have handled it like that. And first he had to live through it the first time there, and now he's calling everybody to let everybody know again what happened to him. I just don't get what the big deal is for this guy.
The big deal, ma'am, is that I was humiliated in front of my family.
Yeah, but now you're doing it to yourself again. Why?
How am I doing it to myself again? I don't understand.
Because
are you saying
there's people like me all over the place. I'm cleaning my kitchen, listening to the radio, thinking, why is this guy calling and telling about what happened to himself again?
Because I plan on taking the task, the Olive Garden restaurant, for having a toilet paper stick to my spur. Now,
and
I don't
how
know.
Are they responsible for that? I can remember half a dozen times I've seen it happen to other people again. Check yourself before you leave the bathroom.
No, but the problem is because I wear spurs with my cowboy boots, it does connect to the spur much more readily than it would to the heel of a shoe.
And that's no different than a high heel that a ladies wear all the time. Ladies walk in and out of bathrooms all the time with these high heels. They collect everything under the sun.
Are you familiar with Western wear?
Actually, yes, I am.
Okay.
And I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right.
I can see very easily why it...
But if you're
familiar enough with Western wear to know that it's going to attach to the spurs easily, why don't you look down before you leave the bathroom?
A woman has to look down.
Women wear certain kinds of clothing, I think, that would lend themselves to having toilet paper get attached to it. But I don't think a man should have to worry about that. But that's not the point. The point is, when I come walking out in the restaurant, and I'm dragging half a roll of toilet paper behind me, and some of it was brown streaked, okay, so I think you get my meaning.
No, I don't. What do you mean some of it was brown streaked? Had this been stuff that you'd been using?
That's the point that I'm trying to make. Okay? Now the whole restaurant's laughing at me. Me. Stephen Bazell. I happen to own a business. I happen to have a family. So that's all I'm saying.
All right. Ma'am, I thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Steve Bazell, businessman from Corona, California, walked into a restaurant wearing spurs on his cowboy boots, and the toilet paper got caught on one, and he pulled half a roll of toilet paper out into the restaurant where he was eating with his family. He says that he was laughed at. He says that one of the busboys there said, "Are we having some intestinal distress, sir?" He says that was humiliating, and other things. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show here at 1-800-449-8686. We have a guy on the line here from Corona who went into an Olive Garden restaurant. And the Olive Garden's a kind of it's a popular restaurant in California. We got Olive Gardens across the country, I would imagine. And anyway, he went in there wearing cowboy boots and spurs, which he says is standard Western wear these days. And he got some toilet tissue caught on the spur. He dragged half a roll of toilet paper back with him into the restaurant, and his wife laughed, his son laughed, his daughter made the comment, "Daddy, go poo," and the staff said, "Are we having some intestinal distress?" And anyway, this cat, and I hope you don't have him on hold, do you? Because I don't want him hearing me laugh. The last time I heard him laugh, or he heard me laugh, he hung up. Okay, put him back on hold. And we'll go back to, hello, Mr. Bozell?
Yes, sir.
All right, so I've restated what was going on with your home there, and with your family there at the Olive Garden. You say that spurs are standard?
Yes, sir, spurs are standard. They are. Every country music fan wears spurs. All the men wear spurs, tight-fitting jeans, as well as the cowboy hat and belt buckle.
And you were...
I'm very comfortable in it. I pay homage to the cowboy. My wife is attracted to the cowboy situation. I was trying to pay homage to the cowboy situation. And so that's why I wear what I wear.
Because you admire cowboys.
Yes, sir. But that's got nothing to do with the humiliation that was heaped on me by the Olive Garden when they laughed at me because I had toilet paper on my spur.
Well, you had a half a roll of toilet paper, which is quite a bit of toilet paper.
Yes, sir.
All right, here's Canoga Park on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
How are you?
Fine.
Okay, I'm sorry. I know, sir, that this caused you a lot of trauma and everything. But just because
I'm sorry to interrupt the lady. The other thing I want to mention, Phil, is my 4-year-old daughter was dragged into this.
Well, I mentioned that your 4-year-old daughter made the comment that daddy go poo, right?
Yes, sir.
That doesn't make a difference. Okay, here's an example of what happened.
Who am I speaking with?
My name is Efrat.
Okay, my daughter looks at me, and she's my pride and joy, my little 4-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, "Daddy go poo."
I know, I'm sorry, sir, that's very traumatic. Like, here's an example of what happened to me. I went to a restaurant once, I went to the bathroom, my skirt got caught in the back of my pantyhose. I come out, everyone was laughing, my entire family was laughing, okay? I mean, aunts, grandparents, my kids, everybody like that, okay?
Okay, did you still have any toilet paper wedged at all, or was there any in the crack area?
No.
Okay.
But still, my entire butt was showing, and that was it. And
okay.
Everyone laughed, and I laughed, too.
That
it was humiliating. But still, I don't go sue people.
Did anybody on the restaurant staff say something like, "Hey, I can see the crack of your rear"?
Actually, yes. And it happened. Yes, they did. And, I mean, they said it just so I would be aware of it.
All right. Well, you should have sued because you didn't sue.
It was kind of insulting. But still, I didn't go sue the company.
Okay, that's your problem. You should have sued.
Why?
Okay. Because, first of all, A, your butt's showing. Yeah. You say you had toilet paper wedged in the crack.
No, it wasn't toilet paper. My skirt got caught in the back of my pantyhose.
Okay, and C, some guy from the restaurant said I could see your butt area, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's, I would sue them till they bled from all, or from every hole.
What, if he had not told me, I would not have known?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, what's he supposed to do?
Thing.
I would think that a guy, a young man in a restaurant staff would say, ma'am, your skirt, you know, I mean, he's helping her out, okay?
Yeah.
Well, okay, and so I'm dragging toilet paper on my spur, $200 sterling silver spur.
That makes no difference if it's $200 or $2. I mean, you got it on your spur. I'm sorry about that. But still, you don't go sue people. Why should you cost them that much money? I'm sorry that you were, like, humiliated, but that makes no difference.
You're familiar with the cowboy situation?
Yes, I am.
Okay, the cowboy situation I'm so very deeply involved in, and that's why I wear spurs.
Okay, if you are so worried that will happen, you check your spurs. Like that lady previously said, women check their shoes, you check your spurs.
Well, I will tell you that, yes, I will assume.
Can you see that there is some culpability on your part?
I will say I should have checked my spurs. But the guy didn't have to say, are we having some intestinal distress, sir? Like, I'm in there with the Hershey squirts or something, okay? That's what I'm saying.
Maybe that wasn't appropriate. Maybe he should have apologized. But still, suing is a serious thing. It's not just something you do on
a
whim.
Okay, and why is my wife bent over, pounding on the table?
Because it was funny. My family was pounding on the table, too. And I started laughing, too, because I realized how funny it was.
And my 7-year-old and my 9-year-old son?
Yes.
Oh, man. I don't know where you're from, lady.
And your daughter went, Daddy, go poo. If she was older, would she be sued by you?
Mr. Henry, I'm simply saying that the humiliation heaped upon me...
I got the humiliation heaped upon you. Some people can laugh it off, and other people can't. Here is... thank you for your call, man.
No problem.
Here is San Diego on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Yeah, when I tuned in, I honestly thought that this was a prank call. I just found...
Sir, could you speak up? We can't hear you.
I say, when I tuned in, I honestly thought that it was a prank call. I couldn't believe that this was actually serious. I think it's...
Mr. Bozell, there's another caller who thinks that you are perhaps overreacting.
Okay, you know, for everybody that thinks I'm overreacting, I'd like, sir, I don't know who you are, but I'd like to put you in my position for a minute, okay?
Well, let me...
You're walking through a restaurant wearing spurs, okay? Everybody thinks you're some kind of a big joke, but you admire the cowboy deal, okay?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you don't know what I'm talking about. If you don't know what I'm talking about...
I'm listening.
And you got toilet paper pulling off that spur. Now everyone's laughing. Then the kid comes up to you and makes a reference like you've got the squirts running in your pants or whatever. And then your daughter goes, Daddy, go poo. And then everybody's laughing.
Yes.
Okay.
I say, so what? I mean, this is the kind of thing that you take care of in the schoolyard when you're 4 years old. And the bully teases you about something and you brush it off and you laugh it off. I think that you're talking about it on a radio show is perpetuating the very humility that you claim that you're undergoing.
Well, where do I get my legal rights?
Do you hear what the man's saying?
If you're so concerned about them, why is it that you're on a radio show talking about it if you're so hurt and crushed?
Right. If you're hurt and crushed, why would you be on a radio show letting even more people know?
$200 apiece, sterling silver spurs, and I got toilet paper hanging on them.
You're not answering my question.
I am answering your question. These are silver spurs. Have you ever worn spurs?
No, I haven't.
You've never worn Western wear of any kind?
No, I haven't, but I've worn other things. I don't see how that's relevant.
Are you from California?
Yes.
And you've never gotten into Western wear?
No, and you know what? I'm from California, too, and I've never gotten into Western wear.
Well, mister, I feel sorry for both of you.
Well, what does that have to do with anything?
Because of the fact... that it cost me $200, probably another $35. I had my 10-gallon hat on, my new chaps. I had spurs, a holster, and...
Yep, but let me tell you this. I mean, supposing I had a piece of Velcro down near my ankle, because that's the latest fashion.
Yes, sir.
And I walked out with a piece of toilet paper on my Velcro strap on my pants. It's not relevant that it's Western or not.
No, but what I'm saying to you, sir, is I do enjoy the cowboy deal, so I had a squirt gun and a holster. I was the man. And that toilet paper got caught there, and then I looked like a complete and utter ass.
All right, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Bill Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Stephen Bozell of Corona is with us. He is contemplating a lawsuit against the Olive Garden restaurant in Corona. He walked in there with his family on Sunday wearing, among other things, cowboy boots with spurs. He went into the bathroom. Some toilet paper manufactured by Charmin got caught on the left spur. He walked out into the restaurant dragging a half a roll of toilet paper. I mean, we've all seen this before. He then he said that one of the members of the Olive Garden staff said, "Are we having some intestinal distress, sir?" He said his four-year-old daughter that was sitting in a high chair said, "Daddy, go poo." His wife was laughing so hard she was pounding her fist on the table, as was his son. He says that he was subjected to humiliation by Olive Garden and that Charmin advertises soft toilet paper, but that he could not get the soft toilet paper off his boot. Now, sir, you say that you admire cowboy wear. That's why you're wearing spurs?
That is correct.
You were also wearing chaps. You had a holster.
My wife enjoys the cowboy look, so I put on, yes, sir, I do wear chaps. I did have a holster. I had a toy plastic squirt gun in the holster. I don't know what.
Well, some of the patrons say they saw you walking out of the restroom bull-legged. I mean, I'm sorry, okay?
Mr. Henry, if you want to make a joke out of this, you can. I was humiliated.
No, sir, I want to get the thing. Please don't hang up, please, okay?
I'm not here for your amusement. I'm here for the information of your audience.
I just want to. Did you walk out bull-legged?
I walk out in the manner of a cowboy because my wife finds it very sexually attractive. So I walk bull-legged. And
you pulled the squirt gun, did you not, and tried to shoot the toilet paper off your foot?
Thank you very much.
Oh, come on. He hung up again. I mean, man, you got to be putting me on. This cat comes out of the bathroom. It's one thing, man. I mean, people, you know, have toilet paper stuck to their shoes or whatever. This guy tries to shoot it off with a squirt gun, and he's suing. Folks, get him back on. Folks, don't you see? Don't you see? We got a band together. And the next time we hear about somebody filing any kind of a lawsuit like this, we got to go to that guy's house. We got to duct tape him and roll him down a cliff. Stick him in a shopping cart and roll him down a hill. Something that won't kill him, but that will seriously scare the crap out of him. Okay, here's Mr. Sir, and you heard my opinion.
Now you can say what you want to do, sir, but I will tell you this right now.
Please don't hang up.
I will tell you this right now, that if you think that you can intimidate me, I'll use the legal system against you and sue you for that. You see, there's a little thing called the O.J. Simpson deal. I'm sure you heard about the civil suits. Okay, you heard about that.
I know about civil suits.
Okay, so don't minimize what the legal system can do. I was humiliated. And
You had a squirt gun and you were squirting the toilet paper.
I had the squirt gun in my holster, yes. My daughter thought it was funny. I pulled it out
according to your wife, you were whistling the theme to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Is that right?
My wife finds it very sexually alluring for me to whistle that.
And how does it go? We got it, Mike. Go ahead and play it. Is this it right here?
Yeah, this is the song. What?
Is this so this gets your wife hot?
Mr. Henry, my wife and I love each other very much. She loves the cowboy situation.
So, all right, you're coming out of the bathroom whistling. Please don't hang up.
I'm going to hang up.
All right, never mind. Let me go to a call. Here is New Braunfels, Texas on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Yes,
I'm in the middle of cowboy country here, and there is tons of cowboys around this area, and not one that I know wears chaps and spurs to the restaurant. Chaps and spurs are used for ranching.
I question what you're talking about, because that's a cowboy deal.
Sir, that is a commercial cowboy.
I've seen on
that is a commercial cowboy that you are... You are not a real cowboy unless you ride a horse and you're ranching every day with spurs and chaps on, sir.
What I was trying to say, though, ma'am, I was trying to say to the host is I come out of the bathroom. I was walking bull-legged. I mean, what are you saying?
Well, sir, what I'm saying is it's not...
Is that not enough? If I walk bull-legged and I'm whistling the theme from Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
Well, sir, people here in Texas don't whistle and walk bow-legged out of a restroom and think that they are full cowboy. You're either a cowboy or you're not, and cowboys don't wear chaps and spurs to a restroom.
Well, then how come my wife finds that very sexually alluring?
Well, sir, to me, that is sex. This is, you're talking of sexual content, which you should do probably at home.
Why are you bringing this into the Olive Garden? Yeah, why are you bringing in your whole sexual thing into the Olive Garden with your 4-year-old daughter sitting there and your 9-year-old son?
And your 9-year-old son. That in your own home,
sir. But, ma'am, I'm not taking my clothes off. I'm not whipping my thing out and showing it to everybody, God and man. I'm walking bow-legged. I'm whistling the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and I got on spurs.
Then you can whistle and you can walk.
I was hoping
you're walking into your home when you put your children to bed.
Are you familiar
with
this?
Are
you familiar with this song? You know that, ma'am.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
You know that
again.
I'm gonna play this song. Do you know this song?
Sir, I'm from Texas.
Okay,
I know everything about cowboys, sir.
Okay, then you know that that's an official cowboy deal. Right?
Yes, sir, but...
What do you mean that's an official cowboy deal? That's a movie theme.
Yes, sir, and you don't wear chaps and spurs to restaurants and claim yourself a cowboy. Cowboy is a person who deals with ranching, who is in that business. Cowboy is not a commercial cowboy, is what you are.
All right, now let me ask you, Mr. Bozell, because the restaurant says that you took a star badge off of the leather vest you were wearing and you showed it to the... What was that about?
That's a cowboy situation.
Okay.
We're going to start... What?
I'm sorry, but, you know, we're talking about commercial cowboy here. We're not talking about real cowboy.
No, ma'am. I had on a badge. I was walking bow-legged.
Sir, are you claiming to be a sheriff? Sheriffs wear badges. Not cowboys. Real cowboys don't wear badges. I mean...
What exactly are you... You're upset with Olive Garden for making you look like a fool.
I had on a badge and a leather vest, okay? And I was walking bow-legged. I was doing everything that I tried so very desperately to do. I was the marshal. That's what my wife calls me, the marshal. Okay?
Well, sir, then you need to be the marshal in your home, not in a restaurant, because nobody will take you seriously doing that. If you want to be...
Are you saying to me if I go into Texas, let's say, where are you, New Braunfels, Texas?
I am in the middle of cowboy
country. All
right,
what if I walk... Do you got Olive Garden out there?
Yes, sir. We have plenty of Olive Gardens around
man.
Here.
If I walk into Olive Garden there and I'm walking bow-legged and I've got on chaps,
they will laugh at you, sir. They will laugh at you because people in Texas do not dress that way.
You see, ma'am, that's why the legal system was formed, because I would sue you for that. All right.
What are you gonna sue her for? Because she's laughing at you.
My wife says, "Marshal Steve, tie me up, lasso me, take me in."
Sir, that's for your home. That's for your bedroom. That is not for the Olive Garden, where there are different kinds of people there having a good time and eating. Nobody would be looking at you if you did not dress and act in that manner.
All I was trying to do was sex her up early.
Well, sex her up at home, sir. You have a 4-year-old daughter and a 9-year-old son sitting there watching you. And you may not think that they are watching you every second, everything that you do, but they are.
Well, ma'am, all I was trying to do is what we say in cowboy country. I was going to try to get a river flowing so I could forge through it, you know? And all the things that I...
Oh, boy. You know something, pal? Good luck with your lawsuit.
Yes, sir. Thank
I mean,
you very much.
They're going to ask you, what were you wearing? You're going to look like they're going to ask you, excuse me, Mr. Bozell, do you work for Ringling Brothers, or are you a...
Okay, thank you very much.
I'm sorry, but that was a total loser.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Boy, I swear, every time I think about that whole situation with that stick in that pool in the backyard, I want to... All of a sudden, just like depressed, you know? I'm going for the doughboy. You know, we thought this was the week it was going to start happening, and no. And he says to me on the phone, well, we'll get the guy out there tomorrow with the inspector and the plans. And yeah, sure, man. You know, what point do you finally say, you know, we're tired of hearing all of your promises, Jim. I want some action. Otherwise, like Steve Bozell, I'm going to sue. I'm going to put on my chaps, put on my cowboy boots. I'm going to walk bow-legged right into that inspector's office and say, I love you, or whatever it is, whatever the magic word is, I don't know. So, we also want to mention our website, philhenryshow.com. We've raised about $150,000 toward the people of my friend's place, for funding my friend's place and the new center there on Hollywood Boulevard. But we haven't gotten an update from my friend's place in so long that I'm thinking that maybe they forgot to sell our CD. I don't know, you know. But if you check out philhenryshow.com, we've got a link to that website, and we have opportunities for you to get involved in our program on a number of different levels, and we are constantly restructuring that website. As a matter of fact, the big man came in the other day and he said, look, here's an idea I've got for you. Let's just turn it into a complete sort of gonzo thing. That's what we're going to do, because you know I haven't been happy with that site for a long time. So we're going to do that, and again, you can check out Bill Kiesling's shuckandjive.com unofficial fan page, and he has links to other unofficial fan pages as well, because when you listen to this show for the first time, you don't really, honestly, you think you know what's going on, but you don't. And you think you know who all the players are, and you don't. And that's just the facts, Jack. And, you know, I can't tell you the number of times that I've met people at personal appearances or places that we've been, and they thought they knew what our show was all about, and they would explain it back to me, and I tell them, no, you got about half of it. You don't have the whole thing. So what I would suggest, with all due respect, is that you, wherever you can, educate yourself to the Phil Henry Show, and you can do that by way of Yahoo. We've got a fan club there, and there's clubs at Deja News, and certainly our own website, and these other fan sites that I was referring to, so that you can sort of get yourself clued in as to what's going on. Now, the 19th Annual Beach Fest is coming up, and you see that big, I've got that big sombrero sitting there. Craig, that I pulled from the hallway. There's an enormous sombrero. I'm going to wear it to the Beach Fest because we're having a chili cook-off. Not that chili has anything to do with Mexican food, which it doesn't. It's more Texas, but then, you know, then Steve Bozell would feel all at home. Nice-looking sombrero. Too bad we haven't got a webcam. You can see Taylor modeling this thing. It's about the size of a... This thing looks like a medicine ball sitting on your head. 19th Annual Beach Fest is coming on June 17th to the Long Beach Marina Green. Is that a week from Saturday? It's a week from Saturday. I'm going to be there along with many other hosts. We're going to be having a meeting of the mouths. We'll have a live broadcast. Beach Fest is Southern California's largest food and music festival. It's also home of the famous chili cook-off. And to win tickets, please fax your name, your address, and mention you heard it on the Phil Henry Show to 213-487-0058, 213-487-0058. I know a lot of you guys live in other parts of the country besides Los Angeles, but hey, if you're going to be out here on the 17th, you could win tickets. Then again, you could just come on out, pay your money, and come on in. So there will be a chili cook-off, and that ought to be interesting, and we'll find out if anybody knows how to cook that stuff. Because the last time my family got involved in a chili cook-off, I thought there were going to be arrests. I thought they were going to just come right in and arrest my wife for actually making good chili. Because the people that were involved in the chili cook-off that we got involved in, let's just say Super Bowl Sunday, they didn't want to know from real chili. They thought real chili was right out of the can, Denison's. Mm-hmm. Which I got to take that stuff out of the can, and I've got to just pour cayenne pepper into it just to even begin to want to even approach eating that stuff. Big, big gallons of Tabasco sauce. You did that last night, Mike? Really? You got Denison's chili? Do you ever put what do you call them? What's that crap that comes in a bag? Oh, yeah, Frito chips. Do you ever put the Frito chips underneath it? Stags, which is good, but it's not hot enough. No, Stags makes a very nice turkey chili, which is the only meat that my wife allows in the house, other than the obvious. And then, what? So what you do is you take those Frito chips, man, and you pour them in the bottom of the bowl, you dump that stag chili in there. Now you got some white boy chili. And then you get that tomato soup and you crumble up those saltine crackers. Now you're talking white people 101. Now, the stags ain't bad, the Denison's, but the real stuff is fantastic. So anyway, that chili cook-off ought to be very interesting. And that'll be on the 17th. Come on out and join us for that and the meeting of the mouths and everything else. And we certainly do appreciate your support of our radio program. Like I said, I did an interview today with Ad Biz Magazine. The guy was asking me questions about the show, and I essentially, he said to me things like, do your listeners get it? I said, yeah, my listeners do. I said, most of you guys that write for newspapers and magazines don't, but that's all right. That was very interesting. I don't know when that's going to come out, but we appreciate the interest that those guys afford us. Tomorrow we got a couple of more people from a TV company that want to come look at the show, and that'll be two more people who realize they can't put this show on television. I can't tell you the number of television companies, people in the TV business that have come out here to watch this show thinking they're going to make millions of dollars on a Phil Henry TV show, only to realize they can't put this ugly mug on television, and they sure as hell can't do what I'm doing on the radio on TV. So give it up. But it's always nice to see you guys anyway. And that's going to be happening tomorrow. So we'll, you know, one of these days we ought to let the people in. Maybe I ought to start interviewing some of these people that hang around the studio to talk to me. What do you think? Maybe I ought to start actually doing some interviews with some of these people that walk in here to watch me do this idiotic show of mine. And by the way, Brian Wilson looked fantastic. I saw him at the Laker game on Sunday. The camera zoomed in on the great Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. Looks healthy. Can you believe that Brian Wilson's the one guy that survived all of them? All the other guys that were healthy and happy, eating their greens, doing the things they needed. And there's old Brian, you know, the poor guy. He's been sitting in a sandbox all of his life, and he's doing just hunky-dory. Lakers are up by, I think it's about 116 points, by the way. The game is only about halfway through the first quarter, so it's all over for them. And wherever Mr. Bozell is, what I would suggest you do is come walking out of the bathroom now, man. You can come out of the can, but make sure it's bow-legged. And make sure you're whistling.
Phil Henry.
Sunrise. I'm there.